as thousands of people took to the streets of cities across the country today to protest against austerity measures and the repaying of bank debt. I caught up with Irish Congress of Trade Union spokesperson Mike McNamara on the streets of Limerick City, and I asked him if he thought the government was listening to the Irish working public.
We made a statement here today. They cannot but listen to what we had to say. These people didn't give up their Saturday afternoon to come out for a party or anything like that. They wanted to make a statement. And I think that they've made that loud and clear. This isn't just a one-off. It can't be. We owe it to our children or grandchildren to come yet to make sure that we turn this around. The tide is moving.
Do you think the government are very far detached from the suffering of the plain man on the street?
I do, yeah. I think they're very, very far detached because they think it's a great deal. They think it's all over and they think they can move on to the next thing in government, which is probably bringing in legislation about weeds or something like that. It's so ridiculous that they run off there in the middle of the night and bring in that type of legislation without consulting with the people that we elected. Whether we like it or not, whether they're people in government parties or in opposition parties, they are the government and they should have been given an opportunity to put the legislation to the opposition parties for them to question the government and to test the whole constitutionality of it.
And when you heard that there was a deal on the promissory note, what was your opinion on that?
Well, I didn't jump up and down. I had a lot of business to do getting this march ready, so I wasn't really excited about it, to be honest with you. Who would be carrying a debt like that for the next 40 years and handing it down to our children?
Do you think things would be any different if we were still under a Fianna Fáil?
I don't think so, no, because, the damage was done at that stage. Certainly, there are other ways. The Irish Congress of Trade Unions have put forward ways of using the pension reserve and positions like that, and they haven't even considered them. They've just dismissed them out of hand. So it's very remiss of them, I think, to dismiss the trade union movement out of hand. And as you saw today, this wasn't just trade unionists. Their families are here, their children are here, and people who are members of no trade unions are here.
For www.mypurplechair.com in Limerick City, I'm Liam Gleeson.